This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado Springs shelter for families experiencing homelessness is closing. The City Hope shelter only opened 6 months ago. The Gazette reports City Hope was relying on federal COVID relief money that will run out at the end of August. Its closure comes after another shelter for families in the city closed in July. To help fill the gap, the Salvation Army says it will convert its Colorado Springs shelter into a family-focused service by the end of this year. Lawyers gave opening statements in Castle Rock on Monday in the trial of a Colorado woman and her connection to QAnon. Haley Sanchez has more.
Cynthia Absug is accused of lying about her 7-year-old son's health problems and plotting with QAnon supporters to have him kidnapped from foster care. According to the Associated Press, the prosecution's case is based on an account from her then 16-year-old daughter. She told investigators her mother was communicating with followers of the baseless QAnon conspiracy about raiding the boy's foster home. Absug's lawyers claim prosecutors lack evidence to prove the accusations. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
It is late August. You know what that means. Ski season is just a couple of months away. On Monday, Vail announced opening dates for its resorts around the U.S. Keystone is slated to open in mid-October, while Breckenridge and Vail will open on November 11th. Beaver Creek and Crested Butte will follow on November 23rd. Vail says it will again limit the availability of lift tickets to keep the number of people on the slopes down. Neither Arapaho Basin nor Loveland, typically two of the first ski areas to open, have announced opening dates just yet. This is CPR and KRCC. In Colorado Springs, a high today, 78.